Home there by Michael Bublé. One of our US correspondents, Amelia Old, who lives in Carolina, has ventured north to Maine, where she met Abigail Carroll. Now, Abigail used to live in France until she decided to return home to Maine to reevaluate the rest of her life. So she went from the life of a Parisian to a working oyster farm in Maine. But at Nonsuch Oysters, she found the silver lining, and she describes this to Amelia.
You know, your story absolutely fascinates me. From Paris to Maine, you've gone from traveling the world to now running an oyster farm. Tell us how this even came about.
Well, about 2009, so almost 10 years ago, I was living in Paris and returned home to Maine after a number of aspects of my life sort of exploded. I had been trading stocks from my computer, and then we had the crash of 2008. And at the same time, I was expected to marry a Frenchman, and I was having trouble setting the date. So that exploded. And I came home to my home state of Maine, where I, over the course of my life, have always retreated to in times of change or just to relax. And so I came home for the summer while I figured out what I was going to do with the next phase of my life. And when I was here, I met somebody who was interested in starting an oyster farm, and I thought, well, that would be just a good thing to get my head around. So I agreed to write a business plan for that oyster farm on the condition that I would not get on the water. Nine years later, I'm on the water every day, literally every day.
And don't you get seasick?
Yes, I get seasick not quite as badly as I used to, but there were many, many things adaptations I had to deal with. I'd never run an outboard motor. I'd grown up sailing, harbor sailing, but this was really an entirely new enterprise, and I was very ill adapted to it at the beginning.
Now, oysters have a great benefit for our environment. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes. One of the really exciting things about being an oyster farmer is that it's a type of farming that is considered to have a net benefit on the environment. And that's really makes us happy and feel proud and welcome in our estuary here. Oysters are filter feeders. They filter water to eat, and what they're eating out of the water is a phytoplankton and basically any type of broken down matter. And so what oysters can in polluted areas filter out any harmful algae or other bacteria or other things in a water system that are creating problems. So we've seen oysters be very helpful in New York City Harbor. In the Billion Oyster Project there, they've used oysters to clean up that harbor, and now many new species of marine life have returned to that estuary. And last year, there were humpback whale sightings in the harbor of New York. I mean, incredible the difference that these oysters have made. And in addition to that, when you have a sort of an oyster reef, they can help prevent storm surge and erosion. And the oyster shells, when the oysters die, they can break down and help with the ocean acidification because the shells are filled with calcium, and that helps correct the pH.
I think that's really amazing. So not only are you running your own business, but you're, you know, giving back to the community and the area around you. So that's really great. And now you've started a skincare line. Is that correct? From seaweed?
Yes. As you might imagine, coming from Paris and suddenly finding myself working on the water, one of my concerns was, oh my gosh, how is my skin going to handle this? Because I am out in the water, you know, in all types of weather, the sun, the wind, everything. And my skin was definitely feeling the pain of that. So I started looking around for products, but I was also interested in the benefits that the marine life around me could provide for my skin. And we have a local seaweed harvester here who provided me with some kelp and some oreweed and some other seaweeds. And I started concocting with the help of some alumna from Toms of Maine, which was Maine's first natural skincare company. And I now have a few products made with Maine seaweed and Maine sea salt, and we hope to soon integrate some oyster shells into the products. So it's just a fun little project that's starting to get a little steam, and that's really exciting for us because it's the one thing we do that's not weather dependent.
That sounds exciting. So do you have any other really cool projects in the works?
We are looking at a number of things, but I'm also looking at doing some writing about my story here and what I've learned and about sort of life on the waterfront, and maybe comparing it a little bit to my life before in Paris and sharing some thoughts about just those different cultures and different experiences. And and then we're always looking at growing too. I'm really interested in this sort of wellness and health aspect of oysters. I mean, they're good for us, they're good for the planet. I mean, oysters are incredibly healthy for us. And I'd like to take the whole company really in that direction. I think it's a fresh perspective on all of this, and I think, you know, between the health benefits of eating seafood and the health benefits of seaweed in your skincare, there's a lot of opportunity in there that we'd love to share.
So Abigail, if our listeners wanted to find you, where can they find you on the internet?
Nonesuchmaine.com, NONESUCH Maine altogether.com.
Well, Abigail, your story is quite the journey. I really appreciate you sharing just a small bit of it with us today. I think what you're doing is really amazing, and I look forward to seeing what you do in the future.
Thank you very much for coming to the farm. It's been a pleasure to have you, and I really appreciate your interest in what we're doing here. So thank you, and good luck with your adventures that you're having.
Thank you.
Beautiful little bit of ambience there from Portland, Maine. That was Abigail Carroll of Nonesuch Oysters in Maine, speaking with our reporter, Amelia Old. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.